Ed intisimgħu Radio Lauretana fuq il-frekwenza 89.3 FM. Radio Lauretana, ir-radju tal-Komunità Parrokkjali tal-Madonna tal-Loreto, ansilem.
Nilqakom għal-programm Lilin mill-Viżiv. F'dan il-programm se inkomplu nagħtu ħarsa lejn aktar films li ħarġu matul is-snin. Matul din l-iskeda ma ħankunu qed nagħmlu enfasi aktar fuq films li għandhom għani ġa fihom. Fil-fatt se nkun qed nittrattaw film kull darba u nisimgħu l-għanijiet li ikun hemm ġewwa fih ukoll. U l-ewwel film li se nkunu qegħdin nittrattaw f'dan il-programm huwa Mary Poppins Return. Dan il-film ħareġ lura fl-2018 huwa twil saatejn u 10 minuti. Ħanaddu biex nisimgħu it-trailer ta' dan il-film.
I honestly can't remember why we kept most of this stuff to begin with.
Don't you remember that kite? We used to love flying that with mother and father.
Those days are long behind me.
I live and breathe.
I was flying the kite and it got caught on a nanny.
Mary.
Poppins, you came back.
You seem hardly to have aged at all.
Really? One never discusses a woman's age, Michael. Would have hoped I taught you better.
What brings you here after all this time?
Same thing that brought me the first time. I've come to look after the bank's children.
Us?
Oh, yes, you too.
We're about to lose our home. Everything's fallen to pieces since your mother.
I miss mother.
Nothing's gone forever, only out of place.
Good thing you come along when you did, Mary Poppins.
How'd you do that?
Do what?
So you've been off filling the children's heads with stuff and nonsense.
You've forgotten what it's like to be a child.
Is possible.
Even the impossible.
Off we go.
Dak kien it-trailer tal-film Mary Poppins Returns. Ħana dadikom ftit informazzjoni dwar dan il-film u wkoll nisimgħu xi għanijiet minnu. Dan huwa sequel għal film ta' Disney Mary Poppins li kien ħareġ lura fl-1964. Il-film jiftaħ ġewwa Londra, l-Ingilterra, matul iż-żmien li qed jissejjaħ Great Slump, il-Great Depression tal-1930. Jack li jkun wieħed minn dawk li jixel il-lampi xogħlu jixel il-lampi matul ta' triq bil-lejl ikun għaddej fil-waqt li ikun qed ikanta dwar iżbuħija tal-belt minkejja li tkun għaddejja din id-depressjoni. U nisimgħu l-għanja Underneath the Lovely London Sky.
golden hours have come and gone. Through the misty morning showers I greet the dawn. For when its light has hit the ground, there's lots of treasures to be found underneath the lovely London sky. Though the lamps I'm turning down, please don't feel blue. For in this part of London town, the light shines through. Don't believe the things you've read, you never know what's up ahead underneath the lovely London sky. Have a pot of tea, mend your broken cup. There's a different point of view awaiting you if you would just look up. I know yesterday you had to borrow from your chums. Seems the promise of tomorrow never comes. But since you dreamed the night away, tomorrow's here, it's called today. So count your blessings, you're a lucky guy, for you're underneath the lovely London sky. Lump will disappear, it won't be long. Sooner than you think you'll hear some bright new song. So hold on tight to those you love, and maybe soon from up above you'll be blessed, so keep on looking high while you're underneath the lovely London.
Waqt li ikun qed ikanta dik il-għanja u għajgħaddi minn Cherry Tree fejn l-eċċentriku Admiral Boom jilmenta l-Sir Binnacle li l-ampina tal-Big Ben qiegħda tart. Wara mbagħad nintaqgħu ma' Michael Banks li jgħix fid-dar tal-ġenitur tiegħu bħala qarmel ma' uliedu John, Annabel u Georgie. Flimkien ma' Ellen li tkun il-seftura li tiħu ħsieb u tejn l-Mr. Banks tiħu ħsieb id-dar u l-itfall peress li kif qed semmejna huwa kien qarmel. Oħt Michael Jane qiegħda hemm ukoll tipprova tgħin il-ħuha fl-affarijiet tad-dar. Żewġ avukati mill-Fidelity Fiduciary Bank, Hamilton Godding u Templeton Frey jidru biex iwaħlu avvisa teħid tad-dar fuq il-bieb ta' barra. Huma jispjegaw li minħabba li Michael naqas milli ħallas lura s-self, id-dar tiegħu għandha tittieħed mill-bank sakemm ma jħarsux kollox lura sa nofs s-lejl ta' dik il-ġimgħa stess. Michael jiftakar li missieru żamm ċertifikat ta' xiri tal-isma' fil-bank u jitla' fuq fis-sorda fuq biex isibu. Iżda jibda jinkwita dwar l-immaniġġjar tal-affarijiet mingħajr martu Kate. U ngħaddu issa biex nisimgħu d-diskani oħra ġej isfisser li sema A Conversation.
haven't spoken in so long, dear. This year has gone by in a blur. Today seems everything's gone wrong here. I'm looking for the way things were. I know you'd laugh and call me tragic, for everything's in disarray. These rooms were always full of magic. That's vanished since you went away. This house is crowded now with questions. Your John's a walking questionnaire, and I could surely use a few suggestions on how to brush our daughter's hair. When Georgie needed explanations, you always knew just what to say. And I miss our family conversations. It's silent since you went away. Winter has gone, but not from this room. Snow's left the lane, but the cherry trees forgot to bloom. I'll carry on the way you told me. I say that like I have a choice. And though you are not here to hold me, in the echoes I can hear your voice. But still one question fills my day, dear, the answer I've most longed to know. Each moment since you went away, dear, my question, Kate, is, where'd you go?
Sadan it-tant, Jane tinaqat miegħu biex tgħinu jfittex iċ-ċertifikat. Iżda minn flok isibu t-tajra tal-karti antika minn tfulithom. Michael imma ma jkollux moħħ u jwarraba bħala żibel. Sadan it-tant it-tfal jitilqu lejn il-ħanut. Meta t-tajra it-tir waqxin ir-rieħ jonfoħa l fuq. George jitlaq jiġri warajja. Imma jittajjar mirri huwa wkoll. John u Annabelle jiġru warajh. Jack jaqbad lil Georgie u jgħinu jtajjar it-tajra kif suppost. F'daqqa waħda, is-sħab imbagħad jissepara. U b'sorpriża għalihom, tidher nieżla Mary. Hija tindirizza l-itfal bl-ismijiet tagħhom u ssellem il-Jack. U li tafu bħala apprendiz ta' Bert. Mary imbagħad twassal l-itfal lura d-dar. Meta jirritornaw lejn id-dar, Michael u Jane huma sorpriżi. Meta jaraw li Mary reġgħet lura wara dawn is-snin kollha, imma fl-istess ħin hija maxxija ħiġ ġurnata waħda. Hija tgħidilhom li rritornat biex tieħu ħsieb it-tfal, jiġifieri kemm lil Michael u lil Jane kif ukoll it-tfal ta' Michael. Mary tmur lejn il-kamra fejn kellha toqgħod. Michael u Jane jiftakru f'Mary iżda mhumiex ċerti jekk il-maġija kollha raw kienitx vera. Mary iġġiegħ lit-tfal jieħdu banju minħabba li huma mimlija ħamrija mill-ġirja madwar il-park. Hija żżid is-sapun maġiku tagħha mal-ilma u mal-litfal jaqbżu jittieħdu fid-dinja ta' taħt l-ilma. U din tħalli lit-tfal imbelħin. Naddu ħan isemgħu l-kanja Can You Imagine That?
John, you're right. It's good to know you're bright. For intellect can wash away confusion. George sees and Annabelle agrees. Most folderols an optical illusion. You three know it's true that one plus one is two. Yes, logic is the rock of our foundation. I suspect, and I'm never incorrect, that you're far too old to give in to imagination. No, not yet.
Some people like to splash and play. Can you imagine that? And take a seaside holiday. Can you imagine that? Too much glee leaves rings around the brain. Take that joy and send it down the drain. Some people like to laugh at life and giggle through the day. They think the world's a brand new shiny toy. And if while dreaming in the clouds they fall and go ka-splat, although they're down and bent in half, they brush right off and start to laugh. Can you imagine that?
On second thoughts, perhaps you're right. It makes no sense to take a bath this early.
Wait, I want to take a bath.
Oh, really?
Up you go, and in you go.
Georgie, what happened? Will I be all right?
Well, it is just a bath after all, but then again, it's not my tub.
Shouldn't you go in after them?
You know, I had my bath this morning, thank you.
Well, if you won't, I will!
Off we go!
Like to dive right in, can you imagine that? And flap about in bathtub gin, can you imagine that? Doggies paddling 20 leagues below might seem real, but we know it's not so. To cook without a recipe, can you imagine that? And heaven knows what lives within that pot. Some pirates follow treasure maps and wear a silly hat. They search the world for buried gold. They won't grow up and don't grow old. Can you imagine that? Be sure to scrub behind your ears.
Can you imagine that?
And sail straight over waterfalls.
Can you imagine that?
They see living as its own reward.
Ahoy!
They rock the boat, then
man overboard!
Some people look out on the sea and see a brand new day. Their spirit lifts them high above the blue. Yet some others wear an anchor and they sink in seconds flat. So, perhaps we've learnt when day is done, some stuff and nonsense could be fun.
Can you imagine that?
Michael Caine imorru l-bank biex kelmu l-president tiegħu, William Wetherall Wilkins, biex jiddiskutu l-kwistjoni tal-isma ta' George Banks li jistgħu jgħinu biex isalvaw id-dar. Wilkins iħares lejn id-dokumenti tiegħu, imma jsostni li ma jsib xejn relatat mal-familja Banks u jassigura lil Jane u lil Michael li ser ikompli jfittex. Iżda wara li jtilqu huwa jqatta l-paġna bl-isem ta' George Banks fuqha u jitfaħħa fin-nar. Dak il-lejl, waqt li Mary qed titkellem ma' Jack, it-tfal jiddiskutu l-bejħ tal-iskutella miċ-ċina ta' omhom biex isalvaw id-dar tagħhom. It-tlieta jargumentaw fuqha tant li jwasslu biex iwaqqgħuha u jaqsmuha. Mary tiġbora u turi l-itfal li r-raġel impitter fuq l-iskutella qed ikellimhom għax għamlu ħsara lill-karrozza tiegħu. Mary ddawwar l-iskutella u titrasporta lilha nfisha, il-Jack u l-itfal fid-dinja animata tal-iskutella. Huma jiltaqgħu ma' Seamus li huwa kelb u maż-żiemel tiegħu Clyde. Wara li jirranġaw il-karrozza, Mary, Jack u t-tfal jingħaqdu ma' Seamus fuq il-karrozza illa waqt li jmorru lejn id-destinazzjoni l-ġdida li din tkun ir-Royal Dunton Music Hall. U dik hija l-għanja li se nisimgħu issa.
Where would we all like to go on this fine, fine day?
The Royal Dalton Music Hall, please.
What? What's that?
We're on the brink of an adventure, children. Don't spoil it with too many questions.
In the nursery, you were never by yourself. There was quite another world upon your shelf.
Hold on!
Where each day crowds make their way upon the sun's descent to a mythical, mystical, never quite logistical tent. Yes, in this dilly dynamical, simply ceramical Royal Dalton Bowl, there's a cuddly and curious, furry and furious animal watering hole where the monkeys and hummingbirds know the tunes and the words, every beast large and small. Loves the very top drawable, always encorable Royal Dalton Music Hall.
Ooh, that one tickled my tail. Nearly there, Mary Poppins.
Yes, in this marvelous, mystical, rather sophistical Royal Dalton Bowl,
there's a lot of birds queuing up, a lot of hams chewing up scenery they swallow whole. There are lots of cats tuning strings,
nightingales in the wings,
waiting for their big drum roll. At the simply sensational,
standing ovational Royal Dalton Music Hall.
Here we are!
But where's the music hall?
Oh, yes, that. Silly me.
Step right up! Step right up!
Goodness! How on earth did she do that?
One thing you should know about Mary Poppins, she never explains anything.
Hurry, hurry, get tickets while you can for the one night only, one and only Mary Poppins. What an honor it is to have you join us this evening.
Thank you.
And who is this I see? Why, it's John, Annabelle and Georgie Banks.
You know us?
Of course, everyone knows the Banks children. Hurry along now, get yourself some peanuts and candy floss and go right on in.
Maybe Mary Poppins?
Yes. Just keep away from the edge of the bowl.
Il-grupp jasal fis-sala tal-mużika fejn Mary u Jack għamlu eżekuzzjoni tal-kanzunetta flimkien mal-karattri l-oħra. L-eżekuzzjoni tal-kanzunetta kienet A Cover Is Not The Book.
Uncle Gutenberg was a bookworm, and he lived on Charing Cross. The memory of his volumes brings a smile. He would read me lots of stories when he wasn't on the source. Now I'd like to share the wisdom of my favorite bibliophile. He said,
cover is not the book, so open it up. Take a look, 'cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Chapter titles are like signs, and if you read between the lines, you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Mary Poppins, could you give us an example?
Certainly.
belly rubina was made of wood, but what could not be seen was though a trunk up top was barren. Well, her roots were lush and green. So in spring, when Mr. Hickory saw her blossoms blooming there, he took root despite her bark, and now there's seedlings everywhere.
Which proves the cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, cos under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook.
Chapter titles are like signs,
and if you read between the lines,
you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Shall we do the one about the wealthy widow?
Oh, by all means.
Always loved that one.
Well, go on then.
Lady Hyacinth McCaw brought all her treasures to a reef,
where she only wore a smile,
plus two feathers and a leaf.
So no one tried to rob her, cos she barely wore a stitch.
For when you're in your birthday suit, there ain't much there to show you're rich.
Oh, the cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, cos under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Ta-ru-ra-la-ta-ru-ra-la-ta-ra-ta-ta.
You'll find your first impression was mistook.
Ya-da-da-da.
For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book. Oh, give us the one about the dirty rascal, why don't you?
Isn't that one a bit long?
Well, the quicker you're into it, the quicker you're out of it.
Once upon a time in a nursery rhyme, there was a castle with a king hiding in a wing, cos he never went to school to learn a single thing. He had sceptres and swords and a parliament of lords, but on the inside he was sad, egad, because he never had a wisdom for numbers, a wisdom for words, though his crown was quite immense, his brain was smaller than a bird's. So the queen of the nation made a royal proclamation to the missus and the messes, the more or lesses, bring me all the land's professors. Then she went to the hairdressers, and they came from the east and they came from the south, from each college they poured knowledge from their brains into his mouth. But the king couldn't learn, so each professor met their fate, for the queen had their heads removed and placed upon the gate. And on that date, I state their wives all got a note, their mate was now the late great. But then suddenly one day a stranger started in to sing. He said, I'm the dirty rascal and I'm here to teach the king. And the queen clutched the jewels, for she hated royal fools. But this fool had some rules they really ought to teach in schools. Like, you'll be a happy king if you enjoy the things you've got. You should never try to be the kind of person that you're not. So they sang and they laughed, for the king had found a friend. And they ran onto a rainbow for the story's perfect end. So the moral is, you mustn't let the outside be the guide, for it's not so cut and dried. Well, unless it's Dr. Jekyll, then you better hide. Petrified! No, the truth can't be denied, as I now have testified. All that really counts and matters is the special stuff inside.
Oh, a cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look, cos under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook.
So please listen to what we've said
and open a book tonight in bed.
So one more time before we get the hook,
sing it out strong.
A cover is not.
Please take her advice.
A cover is not.
You'll pay the price.
Georgi jiġi distratt minn xi ħaġa fuq barra. Huwa jara lupu, beġer u volpi. Jieħdu l-ġid tal-familja. Huma jaħtfu lil Georgi u fil-waqt li John u Annabelle imorru biex isalvawh. It-tfal jiġu warajhom madwar l-iskutella sakemm jaslu fit-tarf. Il-lupu ixaqqaq l-iskutella u jġija l-itfal itiru minn fuq l-tarf tal-iskutella. U bekk dan wassalna biex nisimgħu l-anja The Place Where Lost Things Go.
Ever lie awake at night, just between the dark and the morning light, searching for the things you used to know, looking for the place where the lost things go. Do you ever dream or reminisce, wondering where to find what you truly miss? Well, maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go. Memories you've shared, gone for good you feared,
they're all around you still, though they've disappeared. Nothing's really left or lost without a trace. Nothing's gone forever, only out of place. So maybe now the dish and my best spoon are playing hide and seek just behind the moon, waiting there until it's time to show. Spring is like that now, far beneath the snow, hiding in the place where the lost thing go. Time to close your eyes so sleep can come around, for when you dream you'll find all that's lost. When you need her touch and loving gaze, gone but not forgotten is the perfect phrase. Smiling from a star that she makes glow, trust she's always there, watching as you grow. Find her in the place where the lost things go.
Lada, Mary u Jack jihdu tfal biex jirranġaw l-iskutella. Huma imorru f'ħanut tal-proprjetà tal-kuġina eċċentrika ta' Mary, Topsy. Mary nsiet li m'għandihom xi morru fit-tieni erba, għaliex kien ifisser l-affarijiet imorru letteralment ta' taħt fuq għal Topsy. Imma blajnuna ta' Mary, Topsy u t-tfal jistgħu jaraw l-affarijiet minn perspettiva ġdida. Ulani jisima Turning Turtle.
Turning Turtle? What exactly does that mean?
It means my whole world goes flippity-flop like a turtle on his back. And I don't know, my up from my down, my east from my west, my topsy from my bottom. If you ring with something broken on a Thursday, I'll make new with my glue, pins and thread. But you bring when I'm a-walking on a Friday, I will mend and then spend the day in bed. Children, Saturday, Sun and Mondays are just everything is fun days. But in the second week I wear a frown, for I know that after Tuesday comes the Topsy gets bad news day. It's the dreaded second Wednesday, when from 9 to noon my life turns upside down. Slow, low is high, stop is go, and that is why every second Wednesday is a hurdle. From 8 to 9, all is well, then I roll over on my shell and all, because the world is turning turtle. Day is night, dog is cat, black is white, thin is fat, that is why I'm loosening up my girdle. I cannot help this charming troop, don't mock me, cause I'm in the soup, and why? Because the world is turning turtle. Me, I'm as opposite as I can be. I long for Thursdays when the world is drab. When will it cease? Now my life resembles war and peace. That Tolstoy certainly had the gift of gab. I couldn't get through it. Bottom's top, yin is yang. Peace and triumph, storm and drang. Tuesday nights my blood begins to curdle.
east is west, the inn is out, and that is why
I need to shout, oh no! The world is turning to dust!
Come some other morn, you wouldn't have found me so forlorn. But since the day that I was born, second fancies is on the fritz. I couldn't mend this to save my soul. If this keeps up, I'll dig a hole. You say life's a terrible, but Wednesday's full of pit.
Tell us, can you fix this drum?
Well, today's looking glam.
Can you mend this crack and broken string?
Well, perhaps if you all lend a hand.
Our fingers are at your command.
A broken songbird still can sing. Let's do the turtle string.
Get a different point of view.
You see, when the world turns upside down, the best thing is to turn right along with it.
I do see. From down here, things look right side up.
I wouldn't mind seeing things from that angle.
Sounds like fun. Can we?
Very well. Flippity flop.
Here is there.
Turtles turning everywhere.
Things are getting clearer.
Then knock on wood, my dear.
When you change the view from where you stood, the things you view will change for good. I never thought of things that way.
She never thought of things that way.
Now Wednesdays are my favorite day.
Now Wednesdays are my favorite day.
Cause that's the day I'm quite contrary. And now thanks to God and Mary, I have changed to be exact. I love the fact
the world is turning turtle.
Topsy, taqbel li tirranġa li skritella. Iżda tgħid li t-tfal li din ma tantx tiswa ħafna u li jommhom kienet issejħilha prezzjuża probabbilment għax kienet ħafna għall-qalba. Wara li jtilqhom il-ħanut, il-grupp jiltaqa' ma' Jane. Fit-triq hekk kif tkun qed tgħin biex torganizza rally għall-ħaddiema tax-xogħol. Jack imur jakkumpanja. Mary u t-tfal imorru lejn il-bank biex isibu lil Michael. Iżda tfal immorren l-offiċċju ta' Wilkins. Huma jisimgħuh jippjana biex jieħu mhux biss id-dar tagħhom, iżda d-djar tan-nies l-oħra f'Londra wkoll. Huma jitluf l-offiċċju tiegħu u jgħidduh li se jesponuh ma' missierhom u jitilqu jiġru lejn il-lobby. Meta jsibu lil Michael, Wilkins jiġħad dak il-pjan biex jieħu d-djar u jidan wassal biex Michael jirrabja ma' tfal talli kważi daħluh fl-imkwiet. Mary u Jack jitilqu biex iwasslu l-tfal lura d-dar waqt li jiltaqgħu mal-ħbieb ta' Jack li dawn ukoll xogħolhom kien li jxelu l-lampi li jgudawhom sad-dar bil-kanzunetta Trip a Little Light Fantastic.
Let's say you're lost in a park shore. You can give in to the dark or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. When you're alone in your room, your choice is just embrace the gloom. Or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. For if you hide under the covers, you might never see the day. But if a spark can start inside your heart, then you can always find the way. So when life is getting dreary, just pretend that you're a leery as you trip a little light fantastic with me.
What's a leery?
Why, it's what we lamplighters call ourselves, of course. Time to send up the call to arms. Learys, trip the light to lead the way. Now when you're stuck in the mist, sure you can struggle and resist, or you can trip a little light fantastic with me. Now say you're lost in the crowd. Well, you can stamp and scream out loud, or you can trip a little like Fantastic with me. And when the fog comes rolling in, just keep your feet upon the path. Mustn't mope and frown, or worse, lie down. Don't let it be your epitaph. So when life is getting scary, be your own illuminary, who can shine the light for all the world to see, as you trip a little light Fantastic with me. O'Leary loves the edge of night, though dim to him the world looks bright. He's got the gift of second sight.
To trip a little light Fantastic.
O'Leary's job's to light the way,
to take the night and make it day.
We mimic the moon, yes, that's our aim,
for we're the keepers of the flame.
And if you're deep inside a tunnel and there is no end in sight, well, just carry on until the dawn. It's darkest right before the light. A little light Fantastic, won't you trip a little light Fantastic? Come on, trip a little light Fantastic with me. You mean you say some of the rhymes only? Here, I'll show you how it works. Angus, give us your weep and wail. To the rest of you, that means tail.
I was short of a sheep.
He was in the street.
Just to tumble down a sink.
Just to get himself a drink.
Then I pinched what's fatter.
He grabbed his ladder.
To smile and smirk.
To work. You see, there's nothing to it.
Can you speak Leary, Mary Poppins?
Can I speak Leary?
Of course you can. She's Mary Poppins.
Can we do it with you,
please? Oh, very well then.
Children, tell us your sorry tale.
Give us your weep and wail.
Well, we had this ball.
Rabbit in the hole.
That fell and broke.
Bicycle spook.
So we took it to a shop.
Like a lollipop.
And went upside down.
That's a circus clown.
Then went to the bank.
Rattle and clang.
Got lost in the fog.
Lump on a log.
Till we found a friend.
To stand and defend.
Who took us on the trip.
Snap a horse's whip.
And we took it all like Fantastic.
Now that sounds a little bit bombastic.
But they tripped the line.
We tripped the line.
Let's trip another line, Fantastic.
We'll be right back.
are incessant. Simply be more incandescent, for your light comes with a lifetime guarantee. As you
triple your light fantastic,
won't you
triple your light fantastic?
Come on, triple your light fantastic. With me,
meta jaslu d-dar, Michael jider indejja fost l-inkwiet li jitlef id-dar. It-tfal jipruvaw iħedġuħ u jitennu l-klim ta' Mary lilu dwar ommum. Il-lejl ta' wara, il-familja ippakjat l-affarijiet kollha tagħhom u qed tippjana biex titlaq mill-barra. Il-ġirien jinġabru madwarhom biex isellmulhom. Georgi imbagħad joħroġ it-tajra u dak il-ħin Michael jinduna li t-penġija saret fuq iċ-ċertifikat li kien qed ifittex. Huma jaraw li għandhom 7 minuti sa nofs il-lejl li jfisser li ma kienux se jagħmluha sa qabel jiskadi. U għalhekk Mary u Jack jingħaqdu biex idawru lura l-ħin għall-familja Banks. Michael u Jane jitilqu jaġdu lejn il-bank. Sadattant Wilkins jinsab ma' Gooding u Frey e kif jistenna nofs il-lejl biex jieħu d-dar ta' Banks. Wilkins ikompli jistenna e kif Michael u Jane jippruvaw jiġbdu attenzjoni tiegħu. Frey li għal uniku waħda tajba fil-bank tinduna u tħallihom jitlu fil-bini. It-tfal jinaqdu magħhom waqt li jippruvaw ipoġġu l-biċċiet flimkien. Iżda jsibu nieqsa l-biċċa tal-firem. Propju dak il-ħin, it-tiju ta' Wilkins, is-Sir Downes Jr., jasal lura mill-vjaġġi tiegħu u jikkritika l-nepputi tiegħu għall-emejjel maħmuġin tiegħu kontra n-nies ta' Londra. Sir Downes jiġi lura biex jieħu fidejh kollox u jkeċċi lil Wilkins. Downes jgħid lil Michael li kien jaf li missieru kien għamel xi investimenti tajba, allura l-isma kien ikunu biżejjed biex iħallsu s-self u l-familja tista' żomm darhom. L-għada, il-familja toħroġ fil-park u ma jiltaqgħu ma' mara xieħa li tbieħ blalen tal-arja u tgħid lill-familja biex tagħżel buż-żieqa. Michael u familja tiegħu iżommu l-buż-żieqa tagħhom fost l-oħrajn e kif uħassuhom kuntenti. Nisimgħu l-għanja Nowhere to Go But Up.
Life's a balloon that tumbles or rises depending on what is inside. Fill it with hope and playful surprises, and how dearie ducks, then you're in for a ride. Look inside the balloon, and if you hear a tune, there's nowhere to go but up. Choose the secret we know before life makes us grow. There's nowhere to go but up. If your selection feels right, well then, dearie, hold tight. If you see your reflection, your heart will take flight. If you pick the right string, then your heart will take wing. And there's nowhere to go but up.
That boy with a shining new toy, and there's nowhere to go but up.
Michael!
Just one day at the fair has me waltzing on air, and there's nowhere to go but up. Jane, I remember. It's all true. Every impossible thing we imagined with Mary Poppins, it all happened. Now my heart is so light that I think I just might start feeding the birds and then go fly a kite with your head in a cloud. Only laughter's allowed, and there's nowhere to go but up. All this bobbing and weaving all comes from believing
the magic inside the balloon.
past is the past, it lives on as history. That's an important thing. The future comes fast, each second a mystery, for nobody knows what tomorrow may bring. This one looks like you.
How do you know?
Don't you lose her, son!
I won't, sir!
Up here in the blue, it's a marvellous view.
Side by side is the best way to fly. Once I just looked above, but now I am part of the lovely London sky.
Would you like to try one yourself, sir?
Give it a go.
Choose carefully. Well, nowhere to go but up.
When the clouds make a mess, well, I won't make a fuss, but I'll polish the stars.
Better let us
give a lift to a foe, for you reap what you sow,
and there's nowhere to go but up.
Set sail!
Chart a course, Mr. Binnacle!
That I will, sir!
Of course, the grown-ups will all forget by tomorrow.
They always do.
Only one balloon left, Mary Poppins. I think it must be yours.
Yes, I suppose it must. Practically perfect in every way.
Ekki fil-familja tirri torna d-dar, meri tħoss li wasal iż-żmien li tmur. Michael u Jane jirrealizzaw dan u jirringrazzjaw bil-kwiet lil Mary għal dak kollu li għamlet magħhom. Jack jerġa' jirkep ir-rota tiegħu madwar il-belt u Mary titla' l fuq fi smewiet bl-umbrella tagħha biex terġa' lura għall-isfera tagħha u tagħti l-aħħar ħarsa u titbissem.
Thank you.
u bekk ġejna fit-tmiem il-programm lilin mil-viżif. Fil-waqt li nsellmilkom, ningrazzjakom li segwejtu dan il-programm.